thought for today. Harmony is the bonding of caring. Harmony is the bonding of caring. Harmony is the bonding of caring. Now, we all wonder what would make the perfect marriage. We wonder what would make the perfect relationship. What would make the perfect family? What would make the perfect spiritual awareness? What would make the perfect life, the perfect world, perfect everything? One simple concept. Bonding is done through harmony and caring. Harmony is the bonding of caring. If you have a marriage and you want the marriage to be rewarding and fulfilling, how can that ever be rewarding and fulfilling if there's no harmony? If there's harmony, well, you say, well, every marriage has harmony. That's not true. Every marriage doesn't have harmony. And you know why it doesn't have harmony? Because you don't have harmony. If we have harmony, it doesn't matter what the other party is, the man, the woman, it doesn't matter what their relationship to us is. If we have harmony, they are harmony. We cannot create in our world something other than what we are. If we are harmony, we will create in our world people who are harmonious. You say, why do bad things happen to good people? Because those good people were not harmonious at that one instant or another. Why did he crash the car and hurt somebody? Because he was not paying attention to what he was supposed to be paying attention. He was not harmoniously driving the car. When you are harmoniously driving the car, you do not have any anger for anyone who cuts you off. You do not have any feeling of upset because of what's going on at home. You do not think, oh dear, will I get this new job I'm going to apply for today? Will I do it? Will everything work out all right? You see, when there is harmony in your life, you don't worry about getting the new job. You don't worry about the family at home. You don't worry about any of the circumstances of your life. You are wonderfully bonded in a caring attitude of peace, joy, and harmony. It's wonderful. But this does not happen when you allow yourself to be inharmonious. Divorces happen because people are inharmonious. And it doesn't take two people to be inharmonious in a divorce. It only takes one. It doesn't take two people to be inharmonious in a relationship. It just takes one. It doesn't take two people to be inharmonious with a job. It just takes one. It doesn't take two people to be inharmonious with your divine. It just takes one. When you are inharmonious with yourself, when you feel that, oh, I'll never get this. I treat and pray, I speak my word, I go in quietness and I listen to the divine within, and nothing ever happens. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And you think to yourself, it just doesn't work. Well, the saints had that problem too. They said, O Lord, help thou mine unbelief. Well, that's just about what it is. It's a lack of belief in yourself. When you believe in yourself, you can accomplish anything. When you believe in yourself, you will accomplish anything. When you believe in yourself, the doorways are open wide for every joy you could ever desire for yourself. When you believe in yourself. But when you don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in the other person. If you don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in the job situation. You don't believe in the world. You believe that everything's going to pot in the world. Unfortunately, the world is filled with a lot of people who believe in themselves that the world is going to pot. They believe that there are wars in the world. They believe that there is conflict. It's not that they don't believe it, but they believe it. If people were to say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me, it would be so. If people would say, my body is the temple of the living God, every organ, action, and function of my body is perfect, hey, how can the living God have an imperfect organ, action, and function about it? How can that be? Do you really believe your body is the temple of the living God, or do you think that some devil created your body and put it together sort of haphazardly with illnesses and errors and problems? There are some people who believe that. Do you believe that if you have a problem in your body and you change the cause and you begin to say, I live in my eternally perfect spirit, mind, and body, that your body would be instantly healed? You know, go ahead, laugh. Instant things, ha 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 ha. That just doesn't happen. Really? Stop and think. You go to the theater. Have you ever gone to the theater? Have you ever gone to the show? And you go up to the window and you buy a ticket. Well, you're standing outside the theater, and the theater is quite crowded. The show is quite popular, and there's not too many seats available, if any. And so you go up there and you say, oh, I hope there's a seat available for me. And there is none. And then the next person who is waiting there, he goes up and he says, I know you have a seat for me. And the lady says, just a minute, just stand there a minute. And then a person comes up to them from inside the theater and says, hey, I have to go. Can I turn my ticket in? The show hasn't begun yet, you know. Can I get my $50 back? And the theater lady says, of course, and gives him the $50 back, and then turns to you and says, we just had a turn in right now, just this minute, just this minute, just this minute. Why didn't they turn it in for the lady who was ahead of them, who says, I don't suppose you have a ticket? Why didn't they turn it in for in time for her to have it? Because she had doubt in her heart. Instantaneous response. Marvelous for the believer. This happens to you with your mind, your spirit, your body, your affairs, your relationships, your life. When you can be one-pointed in the recognition of who and what you are, miracles happen. But if you're going to be dualistic, which doesn't mean dualism, there is no dualism in this world. Ever hear that before? There's no dualism in this world. You either say, I can, or you say, I cannot. If you say, I hope, you're saying, I cannot. If you say, I would like it, you say, I cannot. If you say, I wish that it would work, you say, I cannot. You either say, I can, simple, or I cannot. You either say, I am whole and perfect, or I am not. Well, hey, it's not really black and white like that. Yes, it is. It is exactly black and white like that. It's one way or the other. There is no differentiation. Are you ready for that? Are you ready? Harmony is the bonding of caring. Do you care enough about yourself that you keep your thought pure and clean and beautiful as to who you are? You keep your ideas, your ideals in perfect order? Or do you allow yourself to have the liberty of thinking two thoughts at once? I can and I can't. Now, answer yourself honestly. Did the I can come before I can't, or the I can't come before I can? That's both the same, isn't it? Which came first? In other words, which was your last thought, that you can't or that you can? Which was your last thought, and which last thought did you stand by solidly, firmly, beautifully, confidently? Which thought did you believe in? And that's the same with your divine self. If you listen to your divine self will say to you, yes, you do live in your eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. Yes, you are independently wealthy. Yes, you are surrounded by beautiful friends. Yes, you are all these things because that is who you are. If that's our last thought, then that's where we stand. But if that's not our last thought, that's not where we stand. Where do you stand? Where do you stand on the road of life of what you would like to experience? Where do you stand on the road of experience of what you'd like to have as your life? Harmony is the bonding of caring, the bonding, the holding together, the cement, you might say, of caring. What do you care about? Do you care about, oh, my foot hurts, so oh, my foot hurts, oh, my foot is, oh, my goodness. And you moan about it, and you groan about it, and you say, oh, it's so terrible, it's, oh. And if you want that foot to be whole and perfect, you say, my foot is whole and perfect. My foot is whole and perfect. I had a little hurt on my foot the other day. And so when I was in the jacuzzi, I was just loving my foot. And I was taking my toes and bending them all different ways and pulling them and stretching them and doing different things because they hurt a little bit. And then after I did that for a while, they didn't hurt anymore. And then I massaged the bottom of my foot just like this reflexology sort of thing is, you know. And I massaged, but I was really loving it. I said, I love you. You're wonderful. You're doing everything great for me. You're just fantastic. And lo and behold, it's fantastic. Not lo and behold. Naturally. Naturally. Hey, I am here to do the same things that you are. I am here to put the law in motion just like you are. I am not some ascended saint that's standing in front of you preaching to you a gospel that I'm not particularly living myself. And Jesus didn't do that either. When they put the thorns on Jesus' head, did he bleed? Did Jesus feel sad that some of the disciples weren't paying attention? He said, oh, ye of little faith, why don't you pay attention? I'm teaching you. I'm teaching you. You're here to learn. How many teachers in school say that to their children? Pay attention. Pay attention. You've got the greatest opportunity in the world. You go to school for a short period of time, and the rest of the time you live it. You go to school for a short period of time. And then the rest of your life, you live it. Now, this is a dynamic experience for all of us. This harmony is the bonding of caring. This harmony that unites us with our wholeness and perfection. This harmony which bonds us with the truth about ourselves. And what is the truth about yourself? Anita might say, my foot hurts, and I say, Anita, your foot's whole and perfect. I can see that right here. She says, well, you're not inside my body. You don't know that my foot hurts. And I said, yes, I am. I totally am one with you, and I see your foot whole and perfect. And she said, well, blah, blah, blah. And then I say, Anita, I'm going to give you a pill. And the pill is that you do not feel your body. You're still totally alert and aware, but you don't feel your body. It's like an anesthetic, you know. You don't feel your body. So, she, and I said, now how's your foot? I guess it's all right. I don't feel it. I don't even know it's there. That's great. Now, believe that. You don't even know it's there. It is perfect. It is whole and perfect. It's whole and perfect. So when the anesthetic wears off, when this pill wears off that makes her unaware of her body, what attitude is she going to have about her body? That it's whole and perfect. If we could somehow anesthetize ourselves to the feeling of pain or anything like that, then the healing takes place. Dogs do this. When a dog is injured, he will crawl under the porch in a dark place and he'll let the healing take place. But the dog turns off the pain after a moment. Okay, I know the pain is there. Okay. And then the dog just goes, and we can turn off the pain too. And you do turn it off oftentimes. You're listening to a painfully long lecture sometimes, and you just turn it off. You're listening to somebody, Saint, come in the house. Saint, make your bed. Saint, it's time for dinner. Saint, wash your hands. Saint, do this. And after a while, he doesn't hear that. Is that correct? And then he just knows when he hears it. Saint, come now. Then he knows the in-between time is over. There's no decision and no discussion anymore. He comes. But you see, we turn off things that we don't want to hear. We release things we don't want to hear. We don't pay attention to it. And we can do that with anything that's negative in our life. Turn our attention away from it to whatever it is that we wish to experience in a positive, joyful, wonderful way. Harmony is the bonding of caring. It is the putting of the caring ideas in our mind to bring about great results. And so it is.